8:30. We've been promising all morning long that Watson Gates will be with us, as well as Frank Tillman, CEO and President, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. So what are you up to? This is the, what, second time we've
done
this?
Second time, and so our, what were things that we learned during the COVID-19 is how many actual businesses there are in the general area, mm-hmm. and sometimes people don't know them, or they think they know them, and so what we thought we would do is try to spotlight businesses that are in the community and what they do, what they and how they've been surviving COVID-19, and so Watson's the second one up, and
we talked to Monique Priestley, Space on Main, in downtown
and
Bradford.
So really, it's their show. I mean, I have to admit, I love their tagline, "Dad's got gas," but you know. Take it away.
That is good. How you doing, Watson?
I'm doing good.
All right, Dad's 4x Tooling Supply is family-owned and operated?
It is family-owned. My brother, Ben Gates, owns both stores.
Yep.
I run the Wells River location. And, then we also just added another paint store in the St. Johnsbury, right in front of the St. Johnsbury store.
See, and I just found that out yesterday because I chatted with Watson at the store here in downtown Wells River yesterday to make sure he was going to be here by 8:30 and also get some notes. So I didn't realize that. When did it open up? The paint store is in St. Johnsbury.
The paint store is in St. Johnsbury. It's called Sunshine Paint and Brush.
Okay.
And it was, we opened it in March, and Kristen, Ben's wife, runs it.
Okay.
Along with Jen, Jen Bean, that used to be down at Wells River Chevy.
And okay.
And then she started working for us, and then she took over the paint store. She's has a lot of history in remodeling, painting, and stuff, so she's a great knowledge at the store, so you can go in and pick her brain, and they represent, they sell California paint.
So your St. Johnsbury store is right on Route 5. Where's the paint store?
So the St. J store is right on Route 5, right past Twin State Ford, and then the paint store is right in front of it, the old Enterprise building.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Easy to find then.
Oh, yeah.
You're on Route 5.
Yep.
Was Route 5 what starts and goes all the way to Connecticut, right?
I grew up in Connecticut, right on Route 5.
You should know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Watson Gates is with us. Family-owned or operated store. Of course, you sell a lot of things out of both stores, get to in just a moment.
Yeah.
I think you wanted to say something about Wells River Savings.
Yeah, I mean, Wells River Savings Bank has really stepped up since COVID started, you know, this whole thing with COVID, and, you know, it's kind of disrupted all the businesses and everything, and it's nice to see a local bank step up and really help out and do a lot of unexpected things for local businesses, and we appreciate all that they've done.
Yeah, we sure do. Of course, Wells River Savings is servicing, from the Hanover area to north of us?
Yeah, sometimes in St. Johnsbury, but, you know.
A lot of lunches were served during COVID.
We did, and still serving them, and I see the emergency orders going on, and as I've joked around, the COVID-19 stands for the 19 pounds that we've all put on. I just want to mention something about, you do a great business. But you're also a part of the at-large community in Wells River, and I still remember Tuttle's was having a problem getting a
refrigerator or something.
Yeah, a refrigerator, and the people delivered it and was sitting out in the lawn or the back porch, and all of a sudden these guys came in and carried it in and then went and had breakfast.
Yeah, we sent a couple of the guys over with the forklift and helped them move this fridge in.
Something a little different just reminds me of this. Your father is?
Stuart Gates.
And he's part of Modern Woodman.
Yeah, he is up in Groton.
Yeah. You see the Mercedes-Benz running around with Gates on the license plate.
That's right, yeah.
It's funny, too, because Harold Puffer, who's my uncle, and you're familiar with, you had some crazy rides with him and his Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Quite often when I see your dad, it reminds me of Harold, because Harold used to drive an old Mercedes-Benz or an older one.
Yeah.
And your dad does, too.
Yeah, and he's getting ready to retire it. I just talked to him today, and I think he's had 250,000 miles.
Wow.
And he said, well, it's time to find another one.
Huh? Speaking of vehicles, you have a business which is located next to Wells River Chevrolet.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, in St. Johnsbury, pretty much next to Twin State Ford.
Yeah.
So you must have a great relationship with the dealerships.
Yeah. I mean, definitely Wells River Chevrolet.
Being right there on their
right
lot.
Right there, right in their lot, yeah. They've been good. We really worked well together. And,
yeah.
They've been very busy with all this. I'm sure. As you can see, the lots are getting empty.
But it's got to be complimentary. They sell vehicles.
Yep.
They have trailer hitches.
Yep.
And you have trailers.
Oh, yeah. No, it works out well.
That's a pretty good marriage.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the Wells River location?
We've been there, I think it's been 10 years now.
Yeah, at one time, there was a snow machine.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you and I are old enough to remember that. Wells River Snowmobile, or Wells River Snow Machine.
Yeah.
And they had worked hard to make this happen, but I think there were only four manufacturers when they made this happen. I think it was Yamaha, Ski-Doo, Arctic Cat, and Polaris.
Yep.
And I think those were the only four that were manufacturing.
Yeah.
Of course, you're probably not old enough to remember that, but I used a snowmobile in the late 60s.
Well, I don't remember.
All right,
that.
So I had an 18-horse Ski-Doo, which was a big deal.
Wow.
And back then, you know, John Deere, Rupp, Scorpion, Motoski.
I took a ride in a John Deere in Montana, and they have these, even though it's mountainous, they have these, you know, high mountain pastures. And I'd never been on a snow machine and never been on a motorcycle, and they said, "Oh yeah, try this thing, and you know, here's the throttle and go."
Yeah.
And I looked down, I was doing like 75 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm getting off of this thing.
It's a lot of fun though. Yeah. So speaking of that, if somebody wants to transport their snowmobiles or ATVs or a garden tractor, you guys can help them out.
Oh yeah, no, we've got we sell trailers anywhere from 5x8 Belmonts all the way up to, I've done some 40-foot. Gooseneck trailers with hydraulic beaver tails.
Yeah.
And then recently, you know, last couple of years, we took on a new vendor, Durable Trailers. Mm. They're made down in Merrimack, New Hampshire. So they're somewhat local, which is nice. Small, young outfit. This year, they redesigned their, we used to call it a hybrid snowmobile or crossover. Now they call it a multi-sport because you can actually put, you know, ATVs in it. You can add extra height to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And fit side-by-sides, which has been a very popular thing this summer. You know, with all of COVID, you can't really do a lot. You can't go places. So people are buying side-by-sides, four-wheelers, different things, and exploring Mother Nature.
Well, the thing is, too, with your enclosed ones, if you've got snowmobiles, which they don't give away nowadays, so you can keep them stored in the off-season, and they're protected.
Exactly. Now, that's the best thing. You know, I personally have one, and that's what I do. I use it as a garage all summer, and then it's my trailer in the wintertime, and it protects them, you know, protects your investment, what you just said, you know.
Well, the other thing is, I can say, because I traded in our older trailer that we had for another one with you and Ben a couple of years ago, and they allowed me really good trade money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know if I should say that or not, but they did.
We try to be real fair about it. There's a fair market out there for trade-in trailers, and we try to, you know, be fair about everything. We're not, you know, we don't need to get real rich. We just need to make a living.
So you had one that stayed in the United States, but it went to?
I had one that, I had a customer that once he stopped in, and he did some research. He called, he was actually on his, he's moving out to Alaska, and he called some friends out there and said, what's trailer of choice out there? And they said, if you can get a CarMate, that's the one you want. And so he bought a CarMate trailer from us, and he traveled to Alaska, and he actually sold it out there for exactly what he paid for it from
me. They were looking for it up there.
Ha!
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's
I brought that up because Watson told me about that yesterday. I learned a couple of things when I chatted with him.
Yeah.
The paint store and also that. You also have a customer comes in quite often.
Yeah, I got a couple. Actually, I just talked to him yesterday. He called me. I got a customer over in Middlebury that purchases trailers from me, and he always trades in a beautiful trailer every few years. And, you know, we've got a good working relationship. And so it doesn't matter. You don't have to be definitely local to, you know, to work with us. We'll travel. We'll do what we can do to help you out and find you the trailer that you need. I just sold one the other day. Went to Massachusetts, a contractor down there. So people come all over to help us out.
So you also sell some like backyard farmer equipment?
Yeah, I do some farm equipment down here. Ben does a lot more up in St. Jay.
Okay,
logging equipment, log grapples, different things like that. We've actually started this. Well, it's been a few years. We started doing a on-road log trailer that you'd pull behind your pickup truck. And we kind of started doing them ourselves, building them. You know, we bought the trailers without running gear, and we were putting our own axle, you know, ordering axles, fenders, and making them our own. And then that, you know, for various reasons, we went away from that, and we went down to Belmont Trailers down in Pennsylvania, and we took them down a loader and said, hey, this is what we've been doing, took them some pictures, and said, can you build us a trailer that this will fit on? So they started doing that, and they've actually kind of taken off very well.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of something, you know.
Not only for you, but for the other places they distribute.
For other places too, yeah. So this last year, they started adding it. You know, they were building them solely for us. And then the last few years, you know, last year they, you know, spread it to the rest of their dealers. And so it's kind of an interesting thing. And that, you know, that goes along. We just barely sent one out to Ohio. We took, you know, our truck, you know, we have a guy that trucks a little bit for us, and he took it out to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, met the guy, and dropped off his log loader trailer, it's a dump trailer.
Yeah.
And then he actually grabbed a stack of trailers at Brymar B-Wise and brought those back for us.
Wow, no kidding.
So,
Watson Gates is with us from Dad's 4x Tool, and of course, Frank Tillman, CEO, President of Wells River Savings. So how does that work in regard to financing a trailer with a bank and Dad's?
Well, we've done a few.
It can happen.
It can happen. Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah, no, right. I just work with loan officers or whatever at the bank, and we just, you know, send over purchase and sales. And
usually it's Irene. I mean, right?
Usually Irene's, that we work with, and it's very easy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you got power tools. I know you do, because I bought a couple of your drills, which you and your brother Ben helped me out with a couple of years ago. And the versatility, because they come with, 18, 19-volt power packs, battery packs.
Yep.
I also bought a skill saw from them recently.
Really?
The same battery pack works in it. And it's awesome, because you need to cut a board wherever. I mean, carry it into the woods. If you're building a shack or something, zing. Yeah. You can zing it off right there. You don't have to run power cords or generators or anything.
Yeah, no.
And they last.
Yeah, power tools have, they've evolved so much over the last few years. And, you know, even air tools, you know, you use a lot of shops, you know, they got air systems, and people aren't coming in buying air tools anymore. They're buying electric cordless, you know, impact trenches and different things. You know, Milwaukee builds some very good impact trenches. They've got some 1-inch drives that people think they're 1,800 foot-pounds of torque. I mean, it's just crazy. And you can actually control them from your phone through Bluetooth.
Isn't that amazing?
So,
I was talking to a friend who was putting up clappers, and you go up into the peak, and you're either on a ladder or on a lift, and in the old ways, you'd have your hammer and nail, and then you drop the nail, then you got a compressor and went up there, and then, talking to somebody, you get the electric cordless nailers, and they'll last an hour.
Yeah. You have a shop, right, at your home? Do you have some of this stuff?
I have a sort of a shop, I've been...
slowly evolving?
Yeah, I mean, you bought an old house, you got to fix it. And you got to fix it yourself.
Yeah.
And so I started out with a hammer and a screwdriver. But I bought a cordless set. I have to say it was at Home Depot, but and I still have them. And you know, the Sawzall. I'm a Flatlander, so I use a Sawzall as a chainsaw. I mean, it's a little bit safer.
Still got your fingers.
I do.
All right.
And the impact drill and all those things. So it is amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of chainsaws. Makita actually has a 36-volt cordless chainsaw. Really handy.
It's
equivalent to about 32cc. Great to put in the back of your vehicle, side by side, put it on your snowmobile, whatever it may
be. Well, the thing is, it's not dirty. You know, a regular chainsaw, you got to admit, you got the oil and the gas. It's a little dirty.
You're still going to have oil because you got to lubricate the bar.
Okay. Right?
But you don't have to worry about gas. You don't have to worry about the gas going stale. There's a lot of benefits to it. You know, if you're going to use it here and there, it's great.
Yeah.
And along with the chainsaw, you can get a trimmer, 36-volt trimmer.
Amazing.
So it's great. I mean,
I hope my wife isn't listening to this, because she's been looking for a trimmer.
And the battery packs are just lasting longer
they
and longer
are.
All the time.
Yep.
Ben is with us. Ben Gates. Watson Gates is with us. Ben is your brother. And of course, it's family owned and operated. Do you have other family members that help you out?
No, just that. Just Ben, myself, and his wife.
All right.
Well, the other nice feature that, you know, I think is important to notice is that you grew up in the area.
Yeah.
Went to Blue Mountain School.
Yeah.
And I think you were always one of the smartest kids in the school.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
at least some of the gates were.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
That's right. Yeah, there was a few.
So here you are, some years later, you're, a good member of the local downtown business. That's what communities need. You're talking about foot traffic, but we also need young people to commit to the area, and we think that's great.
Yeah.
It really is. You sell a lot of propane. As we've said, Dad's got gas.
Yeah.
Sell a lot of propane.
We sell a lot of propane. People say, well, geez, isn't there a slower time of year? So not really, because in the summer you're using barbecue tanks, in the winter you're using bigger tanks for heat and different things. So year-round, it's been a popular thing.
Diesel fuel. You also got your pellets for this time of the year, bio bricks coming in.
Yeah, we do. We have three different kinds of pellets now. We do a main hardwood softwood blend, and then we do Lacretes, which are out of Canada. And then we also do, we just started with LG Premium softwood pellets, and they're out of Canada also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's that time of the year, too, where we're pushing tarps. I just got one from my wood pile recently. And the other day, was it 100 by something?
50, you know, people come in, you know, oh, I need a big tarp. So me kind of being a little, you know, smart, I'll say, hey, oh, like a 50 by 100? Well, no, not that big.
But 50 by, you're talking feet. Yeah,
50 feet by 100 feet is our biggest tarp that we sell. And we go, you know, smallest is 5 by 8.
I don't think I could lift it.
Seriously. You got a forklift, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You got a forklift.
Yeah. No, it's very... And we have two different ones. There's green, which is, I mean, your blue, which is your lighter duty, and then your green and silver is your heavy duty. And
doesn't matter if you're an avid shopper of Dad's or you've never been in before. When you walk through the door and you walk up and down the aisles, you're always going to find something new and interesting.
Oh, yeah. No,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
Does it?
Yeah. No, there's always something new.
So do you get surprised once in a while?
I have to admit I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, the guys will order something, put it on the shelf when I'm not there. And oh, I didn't know we had that.
Yeah.
So is there something that comes to mind that really, you know, it comes to mind that is really amazing to you and also your shoppers that they shop for on a regular basis, or maybe they don't know you have?
Not really.
It's not a trick question. Digging here, you know?
Yeah, no, that's not really. I mean, the people just... I think a lot of them just come in for the, you know, for advice. You know, they have a project, have a problem. They come in and looking for a way to solve it. And that's kind of, you know, having a local business like that, you know, with all people with, you know, I've got, you know, I grew up on a little beef farm and vended. And then, you know, we've got different employees from different, you know, parts, you know, some were in the automotive industry.
Backgrounds.
Different backgrounds. So you have diverse information.
Yeah. You know, we try to bring up a lot of the things that they offer there. And of course, you have logging equipment. I need a chain, and I think a 25 footer. And you guys made it 25 foot, and you put the ends on it. Chain or toe strap is really important to have.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple of small tractors, got a four wheel drive truck, and you never know when you need something like that. And I'm sure you've run into that.
I have. And the important point is that the big box stores have a lot of product, but they really don't have what you have, which is the ability to go in and say, you know, I don't do this for full time.
Yeah.
So I need help doing the following. What would you suggest?
And that exactly.
We used to have old time hardware stores that would give that. Well, now we got Dad's 4x4.
Yeah.
So who's Dad?
Exactly. That's a good question.
It was the name came from the previous owner.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody always asks, oh, well, where's your dad? Is your dad involved? No, Dad's got his own business.
It wasn't the original up near the White Market, up that way?
The original one started in Lindenville.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it started right across from
Martin. Okay.
Right across from McDonald's in Lindenville.
All right.
And then it went to Portland Street right next to White's Market.
Okay.
And then they built the building where it is now.
So what are your hours?
So we're 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and then we're 8:30 to 4:30 on Saturday and 9 to 2 on Sunday. So 7 days a week we can, you know, get whatever you need.
All right. Not out of the store, but the St. Johnsbury store now, you're selling sheds?
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Yeah. So, you know, Ben, a few years ago, you know, when Raymond Thayer passed away, Ben, you know, took over the shed business. And that was, you know, Ben and Raymond had a really good connection. And they did a lot of stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, you know, took over the business, and it's kind of expanded it a little bit, and it's been very good. He's got sheds delivered all, you know, he delivers them all over. Free delivery within 50-mile radius.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So how many do you have to choose from, and can you special order?
You can special order, you know, whatever you want. You can sit right down with Ben, get your windows where you want them, doors where you want them, size, colors, shingles, steel roof, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, I've looked at them before, and I'm surprised the price structure is really, it's right there.
You're gonna, I have some people that come in and they, oh, I can build one cheaper. Well, you might be able to, but then I like to look at the shed when they're done, and
yeah,
it's
no
not
kidding?
The quality is not the same as the ones that were.
Yeah, it's really something. So usually, how many do you try and keep on the lot? Is there a number?
Well, I'm not sure, Ben. I mean, there's not really a number. I mean, they just kind of come and go. But this year has been very, very busy with them. Even with trailers and stuff, it's, you know, we weren't sure how this was all going to go when it all started. And, you know, as far as the bigger items. They've really, you know, I think people are spending more time at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they're trying to get more organized. So they're buying sheds and different things.
That was going to be my, you know, question of interest is, you know, how has COVID-19 affected Dad's 4x4?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, some aspects of the business have probably changed a little bit, and then some of it has grown, you know. So it's, you know, when you wake up tomorrow, you never know what it's going to be, you know.
This your first time in the studios here?
Yeah, this is.
So we all wear headphones. Frank is getting used to it because he's been here for years. This is your first time, so...
Yeah.
Doesn't bother you?
No.
A little different?
Yeah.
So we have to wear headphones because it mutes out the big speakers on the wall. If we didn't do that, we'd get that feedback, which sometimes you hear at concerts.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to wear headphones. Yeah. If people could only see us, right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory in just a few minutes. Let's talk a little bit more about the paint store because that's the newest addition to Dad's, right?
That is, yep. Yeah.
It's in St. Johnsbury.
It's in St. Johnsbury.
Okay.
It is, you know, they've got all, you know, everything you need to, you know, you take a sample of paint that you want to match. They've got a machine that will, you know, batch it, yep. And they can make the color, you know,
sure.
Put the tints in to add the tints to get the color you were looking for.
Right. Okay. And this is California paint.
California paint. And we do have other, you know, Cabot stains, sure. And different, I mean, pretty much full blown paint store, whatever you're looking
for. Paints and stains.
Yeah.
Paint brushes,
drop cloths.
50x100-foot tarps.
Well, that's in our other store, but yeah.
Both?
Yeah, pretty much whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, I was listening to Ben's commercial yesterday, and it caught my attention, because I just bought a tarp. I think it's 12x16. That's a baby tarp compared to 50x100.
I thought you were going to talk about you found the turtle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Then when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation, and it gives us a good segue, because at this time of the morning... The weather's always brought to you on Friday mornings at about 8:50 by Dad's 4x2 Home Supply.
Yep.
Two locations, one Route 5 in St. Johnsbury. You also find them here in downtown Wells River next to Wells River Chevrolet. It's Dad's 4x2 Home Supply.
Pellets, LG premium softwood pellets right from Quebec. With low ash content and high BTU at an introductory price of only $245 per ton. Remember, you can't burn Twinkies. LG wood pellets now available at both Dad's locations, Route 5 in St. Johnsbury and Route 302 in Wells River. Don't miss this introductory price of just $245 a ton. Dad's 4x Tool and Supply has them in stock now.
From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, the forecast, morning showers will taper off, then periods of rain increasing this afternoon, cooler, highs in the 50s. Tonight, the rain could be heavy at times, lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow, morning rain showers, a few wet snowflakes over the higher terrain, giving way to afternoon clearing, highs 45 to 50, partly sunny, 50s to near 60 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen for WYKR.
And, of course, Dad's 4x Tool and Supply, two locations taking care of all your needs. Right there on Route 5 in St. Johnsbury. And be sure to check out their new paint store, which is right next door. And, of course, right here in downtown Wells River, you'll find them next to Wells River Chevrolet. Dad's 4x Tool and Supply. That's called an open and a close that I just did. As well as your commercial.
We learn something new every day.
Voiced by your brother.
Yeah.
All right, so when are you going to start doing radio commercials now that you've become an old pro at it,
yeah,
there, Watson?
Yeah, we kind of broke the ice here. So, yeah, maybe we can work on that. One other thing that we haven't talked about, but, you know, we don't have a whole lot of inventory because it's been another popular item, is the aluminum flatbeds.
Okay.
For trucks.
Oh, that's right. The Aluma.
Yeah, Aluma, the flatbeds. And, you know, as we all know, the rust up here it wreaks havoc on the back
those
of the trucks.
Those are awesome. I've seen those on a lot of pickups because the back of the truck is all rotted out, but the front still is in great shape.
Yep.
And if you've got a diesel pickup, if you take care of it, it seems to last forever. So if the back rots out...
That's right.
So you take it to a garage? You guys don't install those.
We don't install them. I mean, a lot of people, there's a few different places around that we will coordinate with and they'll install them for them. Yeah.
Wow. And, of course, this is a monthly feature that Wells River Savings just started. Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. About a month ago, we had Monique Priestley from the Space on Main. This month, Watson Gates representing the family store, Dad's 4x Tool and Supply, and...
Eric's Auto Body,
which is in the industrial park in North Haverhill, is going to chat with us next month.
Yes.
Good.
Another local kid dead and good. But, you know, I think that, again, the purpose of it is to really focus on what we have locally so that people don't always feel, well, I have to go somewhere else. You've got plenty here.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the bank covers a huge footprint.
Yep.
Dad's covers a huge footprint. This radio station covers a huge footprint. So the marriage between all the businesses, the bank, and us is going to work out really good. That's a great idea that you and everybody came up with as a bank.
I wish it was mine, but it's probably somebody else smarter than me came up with it.
Yeah. It's a great community effort anyway. So your final comments in regards to Dad's 4x Tool and Supply?
Well, I think most importantly is, speaking of local and everything, I think right now, with everything going on right now, shopping and supporting all local businesses is one of the most important things you can do.
Yeah, it is.
It's with everybody, kind of fear of going shopping and going out in public. So it's pretty easy to jump on your phone, jump on your iPad, computer, whatever, order something, have it delivered to your house. But really to support, you really need to support local businesses and not just, Dad's 4x Tool and Supply, but, Wild River Chevy, all the local car dealerships, parts stores, whatever it may be. And the other thing most, importantly is restaurants. Mm-hmm. It won't hurt to, go out and support local restaurants.
That's right, yeah. And the local, local service you get after the sale.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have to remember that, too.
Yeah. It's important. When you buy some stuff from a big box store, you buy, a trailer. You go to, let's say, Maine and buy a trailer because you saved $200. Well, it's a long drive to get service.
It is.
So when you buy local, you can have it serviced local, too, which is good.
And my story, early in my life, I bought a car, and then when I came to trade it in, I went to another dealer 130 miles away, and I saved $50. And the first dealer I went to said, "Well, no, I can't match the price." He says, "But I just hope someday you appreciate how much we gave you in that year." And within the first 3 months, the old dealer wouldn't stand behind the car, and I was having problems. And so I went back and said, "You're right. Unfortunately, I can't fix it, but you're right. The you get so much more when you buy local."
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, good. That was a great conversation. We learned a lot about Dad's 4x Tool and Supply this morning.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Watson.
Thank you, Frank.
Make it a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
All right, here you go. We're already at 8:57. We'll take a break here, and then network news, top of the hour from AP.
You're a natural at it.